from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch! What is up with that?
Hop on this job.
You're not running for president of Asia.
This son of a bitch.
He's such a...
They like to drink their haterade and eat their hater tots.
Are you out of your mind?
Locked, cocked, ready to rock.
Nine times.
I like that you're here.
I'm coming hard.
You want to ride this jock? Let's go.
Gonna go blow some ducks.
All right. Welcome back. We're out here at Tin Barrel, Northwest Portland, drinking pub beers.
That's right.
New official sponsor of the club. Pub beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I'm having pub cervezas here. I didn't know.
So that's different than the pub beer, though.
It's different. Well, it's their pub beer, but in cerveza form.
Right.
It's like their version of, Corona, right? So the problem is that our promotions got us to set up a very lovely visual here for us on TV, and I'm drinking them all. So it's apparently causing a problem.
Well, there's three left.
I'm ruining the aesthetics. So... got to work on that.
We're going to be back here tomorrow, too.
Yeah. No club. Well, there will be a club, but it'll be a normal show.
Well, for those of you just tuning in for the club, a lot of people just tune in for the club.
Yeah.
Because sports is stupid.
You missed it.
And boring. We have been doing club the whole show today.
Vancouver Ford text line right here. Best show you guys have ever done.
Ever.
Never talk sports again.
I tend to agree with that.
This is fantastic.
But I don't know if you noticed this. But our boss is here.
Yes.
Jeff Baton Rouge.
He's right there in a very sensible flannel.
Yes, he's such a dad.
If you what do you call Dana Altman? Midwestern girl dad?
Yes. Yeah, that's him.
Dana Altman and Jeff Baton Rouge should get together and drink like scotch.
Now listen. They should.
Yes.
If it were up to me, we would do this.
Yeah.
We would. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Probably cause a bit of a problem.
I don't think it would. I think it would be great. I think our ratings would be better. It would be more fun. But did you notice that he has already come over here and started talking about, well, guys, looks like in about a week the shows are going to be done for you. Talking all that football.
He's already laying the groundwork.
He's laying the groundwork for, like, don't get any bright ideas.
Yes.
Dip S's.
This was once during COVID. You were out. You might have had COVID. And what? Yeah, you may have.
I never had COVID during COVID.
You didn't have? Uh-huh. Then you may have.
I only got it for the first time last year.
Then you may have been on vacation, and something happened where I did the show from my house. You were gone, so it was just me. It was me and Buck. Buck, do you remember the circumstances of why we did that show?
No. I mean, no. The short answer is no, I don't.
Yeah. So I did it from my desk at home, which, by the way, is the Isaac Ropp Memorial Desk.
Thank you.
In your great honor.
Rest in peace.
I have your old desk. So I did the show from there, and it was amazing. And at least three different times throughout the course of that broadcast, Jeff would text me and basically tell me, don't get any bright ideas. You're coming back in the studio tomorrow. Because my thing was, hey, if this goes well,
why don't we just do it this way? A lot of shows did.
Yes. Yeah, that got shut down immediately.
Yeah, they wanted us in studio.
It was like 3:15 and the boss is already sending me a message. Yeah, you're back in studio tomorrow. You're fine. It was like, yeah, don't get used to this.
Well, I think it was, wasn't that because somebody had COVID? It wasn't me, but I think I was out on vacation.
You were out on vacation. Someone had COVID or whatever. I don't know. There was some sort of thing. And so they were like, I couldn't come in studio. It might have been that I had COVID and was getting over.
Yeah, because I was on vacation.
Yeah, I think you were on vacation. I got COVID and I felt fine. But that was back in the day when you needed to be like,
quarantined.
Yeah, quarantined. So even though I was like, dude, I'm not. I had COVID for like 12 hours. And I'm like, dude, I feel fine. I had worked out all weekend, and it was a Monday. I was like, dude, I feel fine. He goes, I'm sorry. Like, you can't come back in until Tuesday. You have to be, you know, free for a couple days. So we did the show Monday from my house. And then I was like, I was kind of angling. I was like, hey, what if I just did the rest of the week while Rob's gone? And he's like, yeah, no. It's like, yeah, you're back in studio. He shut it down immediately.
So this has been the Club at the Pub, all Club 1080 edition of the show here at 10 Barrel Brewing. Thanks to Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun, our new sponsor. Okay, so for the actual Club of the Club, we're going to go through, we're going to try to rapid fire these. These are all suggestions placed into the conch, the bowl of control,
yeah,
where people wrote down club topics on a Post-it. And threw it in, and we picked them out randomly.
Just random things.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 of these. We'll see how many we can get through.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
The first one is, who would be more out of place, Isaac in a mosh pit,
ooh,
or Sook at hot yoga? And well, that's an easy answer.
It's a way easy answer.
And it's me.
Because I actually, once in a while, I go do hot yoga.
Yeah, I don't think you're
the question
that out
should
of
be Rop in a mosh pit or Rop in hot yoga.
No, I like yoga.
Yeah.
I'm a yoga guy.
Being uncomfortable?
I've never done hot yoga, but I'm open to it. Yeah. I just like to do yoga at home, not at a studio.
I do yoga or Pilates once a week. That's usually like my rest day. And occasionally, I've done hot yoga. The only thing that I don't like about hot yoga is most of the time in hot yoga, it's a bunch of middle-aged housewives and me. And so, yeah, I do feel a bit out of place. I mean, because then you got to be careful not to be the creepy guy in the back. That, like, people assume that when someone like me shows up in a tank top and shorts, that maybe you're there to pick up, you know, the gals. So as long as you mind your P's and Q's, go in the back corner, you're fine. You in a mosh pit? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would pay money to see that.
No, you wouldn't, because it would never happen.
That would be amazing. I need you at, like, a Pantera show. Let's do this. Five Finger Death Punch, go.
Don't you just run around and, like...
It's a circle. So, like, the mosh pit is...
Wait, there's order to it?
There's order to it. So it spins clockwise. And so as you, yeah, it's just, it's a, think of like a washing machine. So you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving. And then if you're on the outside of the pit, it's more just bumping into it. If you get in the middle of the pit, then it's more of a combative sort of thing. I'm too old now to go in the middle of the pit. I'll just stay on the outskirts. So yeah, the days of the middle of the pit, those days are long gone. That's a young man's game. I'm not catching a helicopter kick to the face.
Okay, the next one is greatest meal you've ever had. And I have this answer. I have this holster.
This would be right up your alley, I would think.
Well, I love food.
Yes, you are. You're a foodie.
Food is great. And we ate at a place called, I just looked it up because I don't remember the name of it, but it was in Siena, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a place called Antica Osteria da Divo.
Ooh.
If you ever go there,
yeah,
eat there. because they have, well, it's a cool restaurant because they have, it's, they have caves. They have different levels. It goes down into caves, basically.
So cool.
So you eat in, like, this old world Italian, like, cave. It's really cool. And they have wine in there and everything. But, oh my God, they brought out a, they did a mushroom risotto. I don't even like mushrooms.
Mm.
But they brought out...
It was that good.
Oh, my God. They brought out the wheel, the big giant mushroom, the truffle risotto.
Mm-hmm.
They brought out the truffle, big giant...
Shaved it right there
at the table. Dude, it was the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Hmm.
Ever. And I've eaten at a lot of pretty good restaurants.
Yeah, because you are a full-on foodie. And that says something. If you told me that would... Like, that's a 100% go, your recommendation.
Oh, my God.
I'm going total... experience. I don't know if this is the best food I've ever had. It's very good, but I don't know if it's the best food. But there is a place, and again, I forget the name of it. It's in Puerto Vallarta.
Ooh.
And it's an old church, and it sits up high on a hill in Puerto Vallarta, and it overlooks the bell tower. And like I said, it's like an old Spanish mission, and it's open air. There's no walls.
Is it La Capella?
I think that's what it is. I think it's La Capella. And so you go up, and it's like this old Spanish mission, and when you walk up to it, and they're only open at night, and when you walk up to it, there's rose petals that they lay at your feet before you walk in. There's three violin players that sit out on the edge, and you want to go at night. You want to go as the sun's going down.
Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah.
And
that looks cool.
That's the view. And so it looks over this awesome old church and then the water.
Yeah.
And they have these violin players, and it's an Italian place. It's really good food. It's really good wine. But the ambiance of it, if you wanted to ask someone to marry you, if you wanted to go and seal a deal, it's the most romantic restaurant I've ever been to. Everywhere you go, all the lighting is candle. There's not a lot of electric light. It's all candles. Like, they've got, like, chandeliers, but they're actual candles that they light. And it is amazing. And you can go and you can request songs from the violin players. They're world-class violin players. Just everything about it is amazing. From the moment you walk in, the views, the food, all of that. That, again, amazing food. I don't know if it's the best meal I've ever had, but the best dining experience, I've never eaten at a place that I had a better time than that. I just can't forget that place.
So that is called La Capella Restaurante.
Yes. If you're ever down in Puerto Vallarta, go get a table if you can, you know, depending on what time of the day. We went and we watched. We got it for the – we made it like a month in advance, and we got it as we looked at the sunset time. So we sat down like 20 minutes before the sun went down. It was amazing.
It does have amazing reviews.
It's incredible.
You want to? We can get a table tonight at 8.
It is such a cool place.
All right. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I've got four more. The next one is, would you rather die in a zombie apocalypse or a robot apocalypse?
Oh.
And this is an easy answer for me.
Yeah, I think I know where I'm going with this.
So we'll get to that next. Club 1080 on The Fan.
Hi, Sook. You're back.
Hey, we're back. We've lost Rob in a shocking development.
Naturally.
Rob has gone to the bathroom, and we have not seen him again. Now,
well,
normally... It is quite amazing. Do we know, is this like six bathroom trips for Rob?
I don't know. To be fair, we've made it like, I guess, what is that, 13 segments into our 16-segment show, and he's at least been back for the start of every break, so there's that.
Yeah. Well, normally, like around this time, like if he's back, it's normally he's been derailed by someone.
Sure.
Someone has stopped him.
Yep.
But I think this time may have just been a bathroom break. And kind of the amazing thing about Rob's bathroom break is he hasn't been drinking.
Yeah.
Like, Rob hasn't had a single beer, a single cocktail, and yet he did have to go to the bathroom once again.
Hey. Well, but I've had two pitchers of water. And by the way, can I just say that
You can.
I do pee all the time, and
yeah,
it's really alarming. and I'm really actually kind of worried about it.
Yeah.
But in this instance, that was not my fault.
Oh, that wasn't?
I was cornered by Tim McNamara.
Well, that happens.
Our former GM.
Okay.
He doesn't shut up.
No, does he know that you have a radio show that's live right now?
He doesn't. Well, he doesn't care.
The best part is when Tim was our GM... Often, I could see Rob through the window as we started segments. And Tim could see the light on in the studio, knowing that we were back on the air, and Tim would keep talking to Rob.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
It was kind of amazing.
He was the one that called us filler in between ads.
Yes. Well, the greatest.
And I think that's how he thought of us.
It is the greatest that is Tim McNamara.
Okay, the next one. Would you rather die in a zombie apocalypse or a robot apocalypse?
Okay, so this isn't which one would I rather live in or fight in. I'm going to die.
It sounds like it.
Than the robot apocalypse. Not even close. The robot will kill me efficiently. It will be quick. It'll just be done. The zombie eats you alive. I don't want to be eaten alive. But if you're asking me which one would I like to survive in, the zombie apocalypse all day, every day. What am I going to do against a bunch of robots? But I'll tell you what. The zombies ain't taking me without a fight. I'm going to be able to thrive. Like, in the full-on, like, Walking Dead zombie apocalypse, I'm going to do okay. I'm going to be like Negan. I'm going to be running stuff. I feel comfortable about
that. Well, I have questions about this one.
Yeah.
So I think that most people would say exactly what you said because... Yeah. We don't know what a robot apocalypse would look like.
Well,
and we do know, thanks to the movies and TV, what a zombie apocalypse
would look like. We do have the Terminator and Skynet. And I'm telling you, the robot apocalypse is way scarier because the zombies just stumble around and they eat your face. The robots have nukes. The robot is 100 times scarier than a zombie.
Yeah,
and it's
but,
not even close.
Well, yeah.
You know, like, I'm just fighting some fat, dead zombie, or I'm fighting an advanced machine, like drones. Like, come on, it's not even close. The zombie apocalypse, 1,000 times less scary than the robot apocalypse. It's not even close.
Just the unknowns of the robot apocalypse.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know. I
don't like the robots.
Maybe we take out a few zombies?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Look, I think I could live, and I'm not going to say that I'd be happy. But I'm also going to say that I think I could thrive a little bit in a zombie apocalypse. No one's thriving in the robot apocalypse. We're all screwed.
All right. The next one. Would you rather know when you die or how you die?
Oh, when? 100%. Changes everything.
Ooh. Yeah, because if how is really bad,
yeah,
I don't want to know that.
No.
Especially if it's really not bad, then I would choose how. See, but I don't know that, but I can't.
Yeah.
I would choose how if it was something mundane.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But if it's like you're going to be decapitated by a flying, I don't know.
Well, especially if I can't change it. If it's my destiny, like if you say that I'm gonna die drowning, I say, well, I'll just never go near water, but it's a...
No, you can't do that.
I can't do it.
No.
Like, the water will get me eventually. I will always choose when. Because at least, like, I would like to know because that changes everything. If I know that I'm going to die, I don't know, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, first off, bye-bye life savings, right? I'm living an entirely different lifestyle. I'm not saving for S. Now we have to save, we have to plan, we're like, hey, life is long. If you tell me that I'm going to die in 2 years, dude, it's an entirely different the next 2 years.
Well, but what if it's 75 years old?
Well, that's fine. Then I get to cruise up until that point. And I know that I have to sustain myself till a certain point. I also don't have to worry about the fact that something else is going to get me along the way. There's some comfort in that.
Yeah, true.
I will take when I'm going to die. Like, if you told me right now, regardless, you said, hey, would you like to know when you die? The answer to that question is yes, 100%.
I don't think I want to know that.
No?
No. I'm out on that.
No. I want to know. Yeah, so you're going to die at a tater tot at 10 barrel? See? Now all of a sudden you're like, oh, hell.
But I also don't want to know how I die.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I don't want to know how I'll die, but I would love to know when I'm going to die. Yeah. I would absolutely be about that. Because my last year, dude, I'll tell you right now, buckle up. Whether that's I'm going to die at 48 or whether I'm going to die at 78. The last year, if I know when I'm dying... Or God forbid someone gives me like a terminal disease and look, they're like, hey, you have a year to live. I'm about to Frank Reynolds this thing and say, I know how much time I have left on theirs, and then I'm about to get real weird with it. There's gonna be some stuff that goes down in my final year.
In the words of a great leader of man, Tim McGraw, this is why you live like you were dying.
That's true, but
at all times
I can't do massive pile of drugs.
Yes,
if I'm going to die in 40 years from now. But if I got 6 months to live, ooh, baby.
Where's your whimsy?
Buckle up.
Okay, the next one. Most memorable or not so memorable drunk moment.
Oh, well, I mean, gosh.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's... You want memorable? I mean, there's memorable and unmemorable.
Yeah.
I can tell you my worst. my 21st birthday, BYU. We did the we made 2-liter rum and cokes, and we used to take the 2-liter bottle of Coke and you empty it out, and it got bad. I think we had, I must have gone through 2 of those. I think I had about 40 Taco Bell tacos, and I woke up covered in vomit. And I woke up in the bushes outside of my house, which I'd also like to point out to my stupid friends. Really? You got me to my house, but you couldn't get me. I have a couch that was on my porch. You couldn't get me to the couch. You couldn't get me inside my house. I woke up in the bushes. That was not a...
Well, that's on you.
I don't think that's on me.
That is on you.
No,
that's... You were the drunk one.
Well, that's
Figure
true.
It out.
Well, everyone was. But, I mean, seriously.
I'm done dealing with your ass.
Come on. You can't move me 20 feet to the couch. And by the way, I secretly think, and they wouldn't admit it, that they put me in those bushes. Because when I say I woke up in the bushes, it wasn't like I was bush adjacent. I was in bushes, sleeping in the bush, like I was hidden, like I was hiding from the Viet
Cong. Haven't we all slept in bushes before? I mean, it happens.
It's a rite of passage.
It does happen.
So I would say that was probably my worst.
Yeah.
That was my worst night.
How was the hangover?
It was, well, I mean, you're 21, so you kind of recover.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I woke up and it was bad. And this, like, the smell, it was just bad.
Puke?
It was bad, yeah.
God.
There was just puke. It was not good.
Well, mine was, I've told the story before, but worth repeating for this, Seggy, that I was in high school. 17? Maybe 16? I don't even think I was a senior. I go to this party, and I've got a bottle of Jose Cuervo.
Why not?
And I'm just slugging it. And I'm going around to these people at this party, these kids. I'm like, come on, you want, trying to share my Cuervo.
You're like, hey, look what I got.
And I could not for the life of me understand why nobody wanted to drink the Cuervo. I'm like, what's the matter with you people? This is supposed to be a party.
Yeah.
I woke up. This was at Polly Nelson's house. Her parents were out of town.
Oh, Polly.
And it was butt cold, 20 degrees maybe. I woke up face first on the cement porch.
Ugh.
Everyone was gone.
Yeah.
The bottle's laying in the grass. I'm freezing my little tootsies off. Hungover as hell. Yeah. I don't remember puking, but I'm sure I did.
No.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful. Yeah. And I think I had to make up a story to my parents like,
why you didn't
come home. I slept over at the Melvin's house. Sorry I didn't call you.
Face down on a cement port somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. In freezing cold weather.
Like he didn't wake up like missing a toe.
I know.
He just wake up with some frostbite.
And that, and I don't know why they left me there. I guess, again,
see,
same
right?
kind of idea. It's I like, just, didn't anybody, like.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Could I not have slept in Polly's house?
Thank you. Like, friends couldn't have just been like, and I guarantee at the time they're like, oh, look at Rob. Just get him inside.
Yeah.
Put him on.
I could have died.
Put him on a sofa, for God's sake.
I'm going to file a lawsuit.
Thank you.
I'm suing Polly's parents.
Ford Post and Aaron McCubbins, I'm looking right at you, you sons of bitches.
I hope they have a bunch of money.
No, I think Ford's a financial planner now.
Well,
in
anyway,
Utah.
To this day,
and he's a bishop.
To this day, I could not drink tequila because of that.
Yeah,
but that's really unfair to tequila because tequila—that's Jose Cuervo. I mean, it's garbage.
Yeah,
tequila's come a long way since then.
Yes,
like there's some good. And
we've
I like evolved. Mezcal.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
well, and you're not 17 anymore,
right?
You know, those days will not be recreated.
But it's not like, you know, going around in that party. It's like, boy, man, that step is a doozy. There's a lot of people who have had trouble with that one.
Yeah.
Right there. That guy almost face-planted.
Someone's saying, Suk, those last 20 feet are the hardest. Yeah. It is true. Like, you how many times do you think, like, you're right there?
Because you know you're home,
you know,
and so
you're
you just go,
yeah.
Ah, here's fine. Or maybe you pee, and then you're like, ah. And then you can't get your pants buttoned, so you're like, ah, I'll just sleep right
fine.
Here.
Fine. This is when the Vancouver Vortex line, they didn't want you to vomit in the house. That could be true.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Fair. But the bushes, that's my point. There was a couch. There's a couch on my
porch.
Well,
how porch. About for a little old, how about a blanket?
That blanket. Yes. Maybe a pillow. You know,
God.
Something. Take care of
and
your.
You know what the other thing
take
is?
Take care of your brothers.
And I've only just now thought of this. When I'm going around a party, clearly housed, offering a swigs of Jose Cuervo straight out of the bottle at the age of 17. Could anyone, like, maybe inform, like, try to help me?
That's a bad idea.
Like, inform me? Yeah, they all just like, nah, thanks, I'm good. Well, how about, like,
they're
dude.
All doing the same thing you were. Would you expect an adult to show up and show you the way?
Well, yeah. I mean, help a bro out. out.
You're all learning together.
That's true. I like Maybe this. They didn't know it was bad, but like none of them took any drinks.
I like this, too. Vancouver 4 text line. Rob, you remember your first bad drink experience, but not the name of your first lady encounter.
No, I have no idea. I don't even know. I can't even picture her.
That's incredible. There you go.
Or him. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we're not here to judge.
Or maybe I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Honestly,
I'm gay,
don't
I'm gay,
remember
I'm gay.
My first. I don't remember. I don't remember who it was. I don't remember where it was.
It's impressive.
I don't remember what it was like. It was.
Do you know how old you were?
Yeah, I was probably in the.
You in high school?
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think 18, maybe
something around there.
17 or 18. Yeah. Probably that night with Pauly. How about that?
That's why you don't remember. Blame Clairvo.
You remember?
That's right. I don't remember a damn thing.
You sure it wasn't the cement porch? You're like, I don't know.
Could have been the cement porch.
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
Little J.D. Vance situation.
All right. Well, we got to go. Thank you for your suggestions, your topics.
We all remember that one. You remember the worst night that you had.
Well,
I can remember the best night I had, but I don't think I can tell that one.
Meatball has a great drunken KU story.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Yeah, that's
I can't do it justice.
That's his.
It's wonderful.
That's his story to tell.
I was so happy when he came back from his first semester and told me this story. I'm like, oh my God, yes, you are doing it right.
Just fine.
It was great. All right, would you do this for your deceased loved one?
No, all right.
That is next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Rob's on the lead this time because, again, he's been delayed. This wasn't a bathroom one. This was a fan-related.
Yes, that's Josh. He's one of our fine P1s, and he's a great dude. He was here last time we were here, and he has suggestions for our YouTube stream.
Okay.
Which I'll share in our next big YouTube stream meeting.
Okay.
Because he watches us on YouTube. He's one of the youngs.
Yeah. The youngs love the YouTube.
Yes, and I'm always fascinated by how the youngs consume us.
Sure.
And what their ideas are for how we can be better for the youngs.
Yes.
And so he had a couple suggestions, okay. And I thought they were great.
I like it.
At any rate.
Well, I met Everett, P1 Everett, listening in his car right now as
nice.
He just left.
Nice.
Thank you to all the fans that came out. We love meeting the fans.
So would you do this for your deceased loved one? This is a real story.
Okay.
His name is Alan DeLong. He's an actor. He's a famous actor.
Alan DeLong?
Yeah.
All right.
D-E-L-O-N. I don't recognize him, but at the same time, he was 88.
All right. That's been a bit. Let's see what he was in.
He's an icon of French cinema.
Not certain that I'm familiar, then, with his work. I don't know. So
he starred in The Leopard and Our Story.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, by the way, I was going to tell you one other thing about my man Josh there.
Yeah.
He tried to have his buddy bring his dog over here. Because we're at 10 Barrel Brewing.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in. And behind us is a tree where, like, we're just looking out onto the street and our YouTube stream.
Yeah, they've got the garage door is open.
Right.
So.
And so anybody walking by on the sidewalk, you can see them. Well, Josh's buddy brought his dog over here to try to take a crap on our YouTube stream.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
But the dog wouldn't poop.
Yeah. If you could get a dog back there taking a squat, dude, that's amazing. That's the sort of thing that's going to blow up the
and
YouTube
stream. And he showed me the video.
Yeah.
Of the dog trying to get the dog to take a crap on our YouTube stream.
Boy. How do you get a dog to
Well, you just hope it poops right. Like if it needs to poop, you just hope it poops
but
right there.
What are the chances of that?
Well,
huh. Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you when my dog is, like, sometimes...
If it needs to go, it needs to go.
Sometimes it's 10 minutes into the walk, sometimes it's 40 minutes into the walk. You don't know.
But anyway, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I like it.
And I do think, earlier today, there was a hot blonde walking a dog back there who I think their dog did take a crap.
Oh.
And, bye, Patrick. Bye, Mrs. Patrick. The Harrises.
Yes.
Patrick Harris.
Of the Vancouver.
He works here.
Of the Vancouver Harrises.
How about him tucking in his shirt for this?
I know. It's a little weird.
He's got pants and
it's
a tucked in
strange.
Shirt.
I wasn't used to that. But with a baseball cap as well.
So anyway, I think her dog did take a dump out there.
All right. Well.
And she was mortified. I remember turning around and looking at her face going, oh, she's hot. And then I'm like, oh.
Well, every now and then, I mean, my dog's like 160 pounds. And there is every so often where we're walking and then one of the olds will be out in their yard doing something. And Ka will take a squat, and I'm like, oh, please not here, because his
it's massive,
it's uncomfortably large, and I clean it up. I mean, I got the bags, but just the look on people's face, I just want to tell them, calm down. I'm gonna clean it up, but like they watch me like as if I'm not going to. I'm like, it's just it's doo doo. It's no different than if a Shih Tzu does it. It's just larger, but I do get mortified when he does it in front of the homeowner. Or they're looking out their window at you. You're like, calm down.
All right, so this guy's a French actor. Would you do this for your loved one? He has expressed his wish. He has a Belgian Shepherd dog.
Yeah.
That's his doggy.
Yeah.
By the way, he's 88. Did I mention that?
Yes.
He's 88.
Old man.
Just passed away. He wants the family to euthanize the dog.
Oh.
And bury the dog with him.
No. No. No, what the hell, man?
Yeah, they say that he's told his family that he disclosed this in a magazine back in 2018, and it is in his...
will?
Yeah, like his... what do you call it? Like
last final will and testament?
Yeah, it's in there.
Dude, no, you don't get to say that. Like, can I say that I want my wife to be killed? Like, you don't get to do that.
He said, I've had 50 dogs in my life, but I have a special relationship with this one.
Get one of the other dogs. Dig one of the other dogs up and that's already dead and throw it in your grave.
He says, if I die before him, I'll ask the vet to take us away together.
No.
He'll put him to sleep in my arms.
That's not how this works, you son of a bitch. No.
Now, what if... Okay, so, of course that's awful.
That is beyond terrible.
But what if you're his daughter?
Yeah.
And you don't get the money unless you do this?
Oh.
You how probably got to do
how
it.
Much money are we talking about?
Well, I mean, I guess we could maybe look up his net worth.
Yeah. Can I be honest with you? You know what I'm doing? I'm getting a fake dead dog.
Wait, what? No, yeah. You don't get that. I don't know how you would. You just brought up a good point. Yeah. How would we even know?
I'm faking it.
It's like meet the parents with Jinxie Cat. You know, go to the shelter, find one that looks like it.
I'm not going
to
lie, but this is going to sound terrible. I'm showing up at, like, the animal shelter and being like, look, I need a dead dog. And they're going to be like, sir, get out of here. And then I go find, look,
hold on. Stop with the whole line, your whole line of thinking. I'm going to put in a caveat that there is someone who will be there to release the funds only upon seeing the dead dog being buried with the man.
Again, so all I got to do is find a Belgian shepherd.
No, again, stop that line of thinking. You're trying to get around this style. Stop with that. You are the daughter or the son.
Yeah.
He has, I'm going to look up his net worth, but he's an actor, very famous. He's got money.
Yeah.
You do not get a dime unless you euthanize that dog. And it is verified that it is that dog by this independent party, and that dog is buried with that man.
I'm going to need to know how much. I know this is a terrible, terrible thing to ask. I need a dollar amount, because I'm not going to lie. There is a sliding scale here. There really is. And believe me, I am thoroughly against this in every shape and form. But unlike other
people,
I'm at least honest with my price tag. There's a price.
He is worth $200 million.
Yeah, the dog's dead. It's dead.
You ass.
It's dead.
What's the threshold? At what point in time?
I'll tell you what the threshold isn't. It's $200 million because that dog's dead. As crappy as it is, and I'll tell you what,
dude,
I'm cutting off like $1 million, and that's going. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to a Belgian Malinois Shepherd rescue, and they're getting $1 million. I'll tell you what, even if I went to a Belgian Shepherd rescue group and said, "Hey, I want you guys to realize I'm going to have to put this dog down," but when I do it, I'm going to give you guys $1 million. You know what that rescue group would say? Euthanize away.
I'm giving them $5 million.
Sure. Whatever you want to give him. I get
because I have more guilt.
That dog's going down.
But I'm with you.
That dog. $200 million.
The dog has to die.
Exactly. Well, and here's
and that's what he wanted.
Think about how many dogs you could save with that money.
And here's the other thing, too.
Exactly.
I don't even know how old this dog is. What if this is an old dog? Like, it's one thing if the dog's like 6 months, by the way, that dog's still going down. But if that dog's like 11 years old, yeah, I'm not even thinking twice about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's not even a thought at that money.
No.
What if it's like, take the money out of it. Let's go back. What if it's like a snake?
Oh, that dog's dead for like $30. Or that snake's dead for like $30.
No, again, take the money out of it. This is just your dad and his.
Yeah, snake's
he
dead.
Has a pet snake. Yeah, he's like, I want the snake to go with me.
That's dead. I don't care.
No problem.
Seriously, for like a case of beer and like if you gave me a case of pub beer and like a round of golf at like Heron Lakes, that snake's going down.
Well, no, this is just his. Again, forget the money, forget beer.
Yeah.
This is just his wish.
Yeah, it's going down.
What if it's a ferret?
I'm going to need some money for a ferret.
Really?
I don't need
you
a
lot. Can't take the ferret's life?
I don't need a lot of money.
It's an effing ferret.
Look, I don't need a lot of money, but I'm going to need something. I like ferrets.
What about a cat?
I'm going to need some money.
Really?
I'm going to need some money.
What about a fish?
No. Fish is dead.
Fish is dead.
Fish is dead.
God, poor fish.
Not even thinking twice about
it. What if it's your finger?
Oh, is my finger? I got to cut off a finger?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a price tag.
But what if... No, this is like your family.
Yeah.
Your beloved family, whom I know you love so much. And they're dying.
That I talk to so often and that think so highly of me.
And they want your ring finger. Buried with them.
Nah. Again,
you're not gonna honor that?
No. Here's the thing about my family, and by the way, this may be a big blank me. They all believe that they're all gonna go to the other side and get to be together and like run around and you know.
They may be right.
They're gonna be on Kolob. By the way, that's a real thing. Look it up.
What's that?
That's Mormon heaven. They're on Kolob.
What's in there?
Oh, that's where Jesus lives. I'm not kidding either. Look it up.
How do you spell it?
Oh, K-O-L-B, Kolob. That's a real thing. Look it up. So they're
in Zion.
Yeah, it's their heaven. So they're all up there in Kolob. They're all like bouncing around. Shocking development. I'm not going to Kolob. So here's my thing. If they told me, hey, I need to cut off my ring finger, one of two things is going to happen because that ring finger isn't coming with them. Either I'm going to get to the other side and find out that I'm a giant ass, but I'll tell you what, if that is the truth, I got a lot of other things I got to answer to other than my ring finger. And if not, no one will know any different because we're all dead. So that ring finger is staying right on my hand. Now, if there's a price tag attached to that, I've said it many a times, my digits have a price tag. I have no problem giving up a finger. Zero problem. But it's going to cost you. I'm not doing that for free.
Okay, so Kolob, I have three fascinating things about Kolob.
Yes, which is where Mormon God or Jesus lives.
Yeah, and that's where they think they're going.
I think
when
so.
They die.
I think so, yes.
That is the cutest thing ever.
It's got a name to it, man.
So Kolob is the star that governs all the others.
Yes.
That's the first thing.
That's where, again, the whatever God, whatever higher
it's
power.
It's one star yes. greater than every other star.
Yes. That's where Window Daddy lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Kolob's calculation of time is different than Earth's.
Sure.
Hey, it's your Window Daddy. And Kolob is the source of light for other creations.
Yeah.
It's like the divine.
Yeah, it's the engine that drives the universe.
Yeah, cool.
Guess who's not going there? Me. And the least of my worries is whether or not I cut off a ring finger. Look, I fully admit that if I get to the other side and my family and the Mormon thing is right, I got some stuff. Like, that's not even like, I'm just going to get to the other side and be like, yeah. You ever get that where you get caught doing something and you don't even try to fight it? Like, you get that speeding ticket, you're like, yeah, that was me. That's going to be me on the other side. I'm just going to raise my hand and be like, look, whatever you're going to hit me with, deserved, my bad, my fault, I'll raise my hand, I'll take it, and wherever you're sending me, you're sending me. Because if that turns out to be true, I'm in a lot of trouble. Like, lots of trouble. And what are you going to do?
All right, we got to wrap it up coming up next. We're here at 10 Barrel Brewing, courtesy of Pub Beer. The official beer of Cheap Fun and Club 1080.
Oh.
Be right back on The Fan. Well, I have to say,
yes.
I absolutely loved doing this today.
This was fantastic. I didn't know when they announced this. And by the way, we had nothing to do with this.
No, like, it wasn't even our idea.
No. I was like, what? We're doing a full club? I was like, all right. And
whose idea was this?
I don't know.
Tara? Was it Luke? It was Luke's idea.
Well, this was fantastic.
And we don't want to give him any credit.
The problem is that we're back here tomorrow for the PIR race.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I don't want to do sports.
Me neither.
How are we supposed to come back?
Let's not.
This
hey,
was too
window,
much.
Daddy.
This was too much fun. And now I'm supposed to come back tomorrow and sports? That's going to be tough.
We got to talk about like Bo Nix and
I
crap.
I know. The Raiders aren't playing their starters in the final preseason game. Discuss.
Mm. No, thanks.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing.
Now I'm all depressed.
I know, right? The show was fantastic. I couldn't have been any happier.
Yeah, this was great. So we're out here at 10 Barrel. We will be back here tomorrow. But today we're celebrating the Pub Beer, which is the new sponsor of the club. So
yeah.
You'll be hearing more about them here over the next, hopefully several years.
Yeah, exactly. My drinking finally has a sponsor. And let me just say for the record, it's about damn time.
Yeah, so we thank them for coming on board.
Yeah. One of the great, I mean, it's been a while. In fact, I'm being dead serious. I think the last company to buy the club was the Dolphin. You remember that?
Yeah, that's true.
I think back in the day, Club 1080, this was like 18 years ago, it was brought to you by the Dolphin or the Dolphin 2.
It was, and then we went in there after a golf tournament with Josh Wilcox.
Yes.
And we got kicked out.
Yes.
It was the Dolphin 2 because when I put together production or Swag put together production elements for today, we still had the old production elements from the Dolphin, and I heard it. Yeah.
So it was the Dolphin 2?
Yeah, it was the Dolphin 2.
Yeah. Is that the one on Beaverton Hillsdale?
Yes.
Because I don't know.
I think that's the Dolphin 2.
Is that still there?
I don't know. I don't make it out that direction very often.
So,
but
dude, I don't know if this was when they were sponsoring our club.
It was when they
the
were
club.
Sponsoring. I think it might have been kind of the beginning of the end of the sponsorship.
Well, the owner's an ass.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but they kicked us out of there for nothing. Well, okay. I mean, it
might have been something.
It wasn't nothing. But
yes.
The guy was a D. I hate that guy.
I think that was the beginning of the end of
me
the
and
Dolphin,
Wilcox,
the Dolphin sponsorship.
Me and Wilcox got kicked out of there, and we went over to one of the girls went with us. We took one of the girls from Dolphin 2 and went over to Stars and had a much better time. Thank you very much.
I want to say like a week or two later that ended, but I think. And I you'd have to check the Mike in Richfield, 1080 the Fan archives, because that dude knows everything. I think that was the last official sponsor of Club 1080 until now.
Yeah.
Until Pub Beer. That is an illustrious past from the Dolphin 2 to Pub Beer.
Why would no one sponsor the club?
I don't know. It's the best thing we do. And I'll state for the record, this was the best 4 hours of radio we've done in years.
Yeah.
It's like a COVID cast. I thoroughly enjoyed this.
I just wish we could do more of this.
Yeah. Unfortunately, tomorrow I think that we're... it's like going on vacation. We had a vacation.
You think the boss will notice if we don't?
Probably.
I don't know if he will.
I'm guessing there will be a text message at some point. When you do the hot 5 and 5 and number one is Ben Affleck divorcing Jennifer Lopez or vice versa, my guess is a text message will be had.
Jeff's lived a nice long life. Is it time that we made him disappear?
Hey, Jeff, we buy Jeff a cruise? We're like, hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Or maybe a cruise. How about we just take him hiking? We do the Stachanic method. Hey, Jeff, would you like to go on a hike with us? Maybe do a high, remote waterfall. And then, you know,
shove him off a cliff.
He doesn't come back.
All in the name of the club.
Yes. Speaking of that, I just started watching that Presumed Innocent, that Jake Gyllenhaal show.
It's a good show.
I got a working theory.
About who the
murderer is.
Well, you know, I won't give anything away, so there will not be a spoiler here.
Yeah.
It's on Apple TV.
Yes.
It's called Presumed Innocent.
It's really good.
Jake Gyllenhaal is an attorney, and it is really good.
Yeah.
He gets
accused of murdering a colleague.
Yeah, he gets pinned with it.
They give that out early. It's from a late 80s crime novel.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a book.
Oh.
But and it's awesome because at the end there is a twist. Like it's really hard to figure out who did it. It's a whodunit.
Yeah, it's a whodunit
murder.
What made me think about that when eventually we murder Jeff Austin and someone has to figure out who shoved him off the cliff.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be that hard.
But I've got to figure that out. I'll pin it on Schultzy. I got a working theory, and I love when you're watching like crime shows and you're like, okay, this person did it, and because I want to get to the end to see if I'm right.
Because
I'm only 3 episodes in, but I've got it.
How many episodes? 8 episodes?
There's 8 episodes. And I know there's going to be a twist, so it's not him.
There's actually 2 twists.
Is there really?
At the end, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple things that you don't see coming.
All right.
If you haven't read the book.
I have not.
What's your working theory?
Well, so.
Go ahead and lay it on me.
It's the wife.
Okay.
She kills her.
Okay.
That's my working theory.
Okay. We'll see. I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh, yeah, don't spoil it.
I will not give it away.
That's my, because we're a couple episodes in, and I dropped this on the missus on the BTJ, and her mind was blown. And I'm like, well, there's going to be a twist. It's obviously not going to be him. That'd be the lamest twist ever, that the guy that's accused in episode one of killing her ends up killing her. It's going to be the wife.
The cool thing about the show is pretty much everyone in the show, they make a case that they are the killer.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're watching it.
Yeah, but so I'm only 3 episodes in.
It's clear that Gyllenhaal could have done it.
Yes.
The other attorney that hates Gyllenhaal could have done it. To frame him.
Yes.
The wife, interesting theory.
That's my theory.
Who else is in that? I mean, there's other people.
There are theories with children on both sides.
Yeah, the kids.
The kids.
Yeah. Because they have the... Well, maybe you haven't gotten this far.
I haven't gotten that far.
The boy is brought into it because he rides his bike... They catch him riding his bike by the house that night. But you'll find out why.
Okay.
So he gets roped into it.
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Well, anyway.
My initial reaction, I'm into it.
Good show.
Because I'm watching a lot of bad shows lately. Let me state for the record. Yeah. House of Dragons, crap. Yeah. The Bear, crap.
Yeah.
I need to move on to something else, and I've been hooked by Presumed Innocent.
This one's good. And Gyllenhaal, I have a few problems with his performance in this, but it's a good... The story is good.
I would also like, for the record, I wish that the affair, I wish she was hot.
You wish she was hotter.
I wish she was hotter.
Wow.
Yeah. Stating that. If you're going to throw your life away and risk it all, I need her to be hotter than what she is.
All right. Well, thanks to Jake. Appreciate Jake. He did our YouTube stream.
Yes.
Tara, thank you. You're the best. Jeff, I don't know what you did, but thanks for being here.
You were amazing.
Brian Buckley back in the studio.
Hey.
What a rock star.
Yes.
Thanks
you
to Jason
no
Swigard.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow.
Did he say you have no idea?
I think that's what he said.
Get out of here. Swigard for being a topic today.
That's right.
Great show. We're back tomorrow right here at 10 Barrel Brewing. Also, thanks to Pub Beer for having us out. Thanks to Pub Beer for being the new sponsor of the club. This is great. It's going to be a great relationship. So, we are back tomorrow from 10 Barrel Brewing. We'll see you tomorrow 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.